Coffee Tips, Episode 1. Welcome to Coffee Tips with Carla, a podcast on marketing and managing your business effectively. Before we get started, a little bit about us. Coffee Tips is a publication of Legacy Marketing Services. Think of us as a marketing arm of your business. You can learn more about us at legacymarketingservices.com. Each week I will be sharing quick tips on ways to market your business. So Thanksgiving is a few days away, and then the big sales weekend is upon us. Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday, and Giving Tuesday. If you have any sort of retail business, I'm sure you have your sales and promotions in place. But one thing I would like you to think about is what happens next. You've put a lot of effort and most likely a lot of money advertising those sales. Hopefully this weekend we'll see a good return. But do you have anything in place to bring those customers into your broader customer base? Once they come into your store, do you have a way to connect with them to encourage them to come back? When you buy an ad in a magazine or a newspaper or run a promotion on social media, you are paying that publication for access to the distribution channel they have created. They have the eyes or ears you are trying to reach. But what you want to do is build your own distribution channel, your own customer base, so that you aren't solely reliant on paying outside advertisers. So what do I mean by this? Let's say you are running a sale this weekend. You've paid for mailers to go out, ads in several papers, and are running a Facebook promo, along with everyone else. Someone comes into your store, buys a few things, and then leaves. They may come back, they may not. But in order for them to know about sales you are running in the future, you will have to keep running the same sort of ads you did this time. You will keep paying for the same customer over and over. You might say, well, we have a Facebook page. We can post our sales there. Good, you should have a Facebook page. But here's the thing about Facebook. That page you're posting on and working so hard to build is actually Facebook's page about your business. It is not your page. When you post an update, only a small percentage of your followers will see that update unless one of two things happen. The first is if it gets a lot of engagement through likes and shares, and the second is if you pay for exposure. Otherwise, that update is throttled. I wrote about this several years ago, and natural engagement has only gotten worse. The same is true for Instagram. Engagement of regular posts has dropped dramatically in the past year. I'm not saying not to participate on these platforms. They're a good way to participate in the conversations going on about your industry or your service, but recognize it for what it is. It's Facebook's game. They call the shots. You don't. So what is the answer? I'm going to cover three ways to grow your customer base from people walking through your doors, making the most of those ad spends. The one thing that you do control is your list. You want to know who your customers are and continually expand that list. Some businesses send mailers to their list. Some do text marketing. But the easiest and most cost-effective way to market to your customers is through email marketing. If you go into a large nationwide business, what do they ask you at the register? Have you joined our rewards program and would you like to see email notifications of sales? They are building their customer list. Once that customer is on their list, they don't have to rely as heavily on outside ad spends. They can do flash sales. They can clear out inventory with special closeouts and send it to their customer list. But maybe you're thinking, I don't have a rewards card with my point of sale system. It doesn't have to be complicated. One of my clients had a really archaic register system, but they still built their list. The cashier just said, are you on our email list? And if the answer was no, they said, would you like to be? Then they just wrote their name and email address down on a sheet by the register, and those were added later to their list. It can be that simple. The second way to grow your business from existing customers is by building up your reviews on review sites like Google, Angie's List, and Yelp. When you are looking for a customer to do business with, What do you do? You might ask around, and then you also look at online reviews, don't you? This is especially true for service businesses and restaurants. So I'm going to tell you a story of a local business who does a really good job of gaining favorable reviews. I have three girls, and all of their mouths are a mess. One had a crossbite, one an overbite, and the third an underbite. Two of them had to have two sets of braces. We are an orthodontist's dream. When we started going to our orthodontist, I noticed they had a lot of good reviews, and I was wondering if they had a service that helped them with that. I also paid attention to the other ways they cultivated their relationships with our clients. So they have this little welcome to the family gift when you start with them, and their staff is really friendly, and they have good communication, and their office is just a pleasant place to be with movies and games and refreshments and Wi-Fi. But actually, a lot of other dentists and orthodontists do the same thing without getting the same number of reviews. So one of my daughters got her braces off a few weeks ago, and it was a big day. So after the braces were removed, the doctor showed me how they looked along with the before pictures. And he asked me if I thought that they looked good. And I said, of course they did. I thought they looked awesome. And then he asked if I was happy with the service we've received. And I said yes. And then he asked again if there was anything they could do to improve, because they're always looking for ways to improve their service. He was following up to make sure that there wasn't anything outstanding. So after that, he handed me several cards and said, if you refer anyone, be sure to put your name on the back of the card so we can send you a thank you card. And then he said, would you mind taking a few minutes to write a review about us on Yelp or Google? When I said that I would, he asked which one I would prefer to write one on, and then he handed me a sheet of paper that had step-by-step instructions on how to leave the review. It was brilliant. It wasn't some complicated service. He just asked. To recap what he did, he highlighted the value and the quality of the service that we had received. He asked if we were happy. He asked for feedback. He asked for referrals. And he asked for a review right then and made sure that the steps on how to do that were clear. That is how you get reviews. Make sure your customers are happy and then ask for them. So the last way you can build your business with customers you have is through social media. Now, for this weekend, if you have a retail store, I hope you have some sort of photo op set up for the kids. Get some candy or some cookies and juice, set up a station, and have an employee standing there ready to take pictures. I'd recommend having some sort of drawing or contest, and if they post the photo tagging your business and your location with a unique hashtag, they're entered. And this is a really easy way to grow your social media following. And it's not only will those people kind of be connected to you, but all of their friends. It's a great opportunity. So to recap, I just covered three ways you can grow your customer footprint, and I would prioritize them in this order. The first is your email list. I would do this before you do anything else. If you collect those emails and then say, I don't know what to do next, don't worry. Just call us and we can help you, because that's what we do. The second would be to focus on building your online reviews. Now, if you are a retail business, obviously you need to come up with a different sort of strategy than the one I mentioned, but there are many, many ways to do this. And the third is to build your social media platform. So pick one of those goals to focus on. Don't try to do all three, just one. But be sure to look at not just the amount of sales you get this weekend, but how well you capture that new customer information so you can grow your customer base. So again, I'm Carla with Legacy Marketing Services. If we can help your business grow, we would love to talk to you. Just visit legacymarketingservices.com/contact to get in touch. Thanks for joining me. I hope that you and your business are blessed and prosper, and that you are a blessing in your community as well. Until next week.